Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on this beautiful Saturday evening in Colorado. Our phone number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Matthew Dix at the bottom of the hour. His book is Someday Is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. It's a really interesting book filled with helpful strategies for getting from dreaming to doing, as Matthew says. Matthew's a school teacher, former school teacher, as well as a writer and a storyteller and a playwright. His book is Someday Is Today. We will talk to Matthew Dix at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also find the Join the Team link on the websites if you want to start a Youngevity business, if you are an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, if you need some spare change, or if you want a full-time job and be your own boss and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business. The Youngevity business opportunity is something you want to take a look at. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number 844-236-6010. We will get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to Matthew Dix at the bottom of the hour. His book, Someday Is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. And I want to give a special welcome, by the way, to anybody who is on my Zoom call this afternoon. Every month I do a Zoom call with my friend Rebecca Kozak for Youngevity folks, Youngevity distributors, and just regular folks. We talk about various subjects once a month. Today we talked about the lymphatic system. Actually, we talked about the eyes and the lymphatic system. We had two topics. And I've been fascinated with the lymph since pharmacy school, really. One of the most interesting things to me about the lymph is that nobody really knows much about it. We don't really talk about the lymph. We talk about the circulatory system, and most of the time, and I do this myself, I'm guilty of this, when we talk about the circulatory system, we really refer to the blood. But the lymph, as it turns out, is part of the circulatory system. It circulates. Circulates meaning it goes into a circle. When we think about the blood, obviously the blood goes from the heart down to all of the various organs of the body and then up in its return trip back to the heart, does a big old circle. The heart pumps the blood goes down through the arterial system, through the arteries, it's nice and red and filled with oxygen, it delivers its oxygen to all of the cells, all of the organs of the body, and then it takes a U-turn and goes on the way up and then returns back to the heart in a deoxygenated or unoxygenated state. That's why it's blue. It's blue on the way up, it's red on the way down. And that's, that makes perfect sense. But what we don't really talk about is that there's a whole other part of the circulatory system that's associated with this blood circulatory system. That's the lymphatic circulatory system. The lymphatic circulatory system picks up the excess fluid that is released from the capillaries as they are dumping off their blood or emptying out their blood to the cells. Cells don't touch each other, and cells don't really touch the blood. The blood is leaked out of the very tiny little capillaries, nutrients in the blood are leaked out through tiny capillaries. Fluid is leaked out as well, and the lymphatic system is charged with picking up that fluid and then taking it back around and dumping it into the blood part of the circulatory system. And here's the thing about the lymph. It isn't only responsible for picking up fluid. It also transports fatty nutrients. It transports fatty hormones. We'll talk about that here in a second. It transports fatty vitamins. It transports fatty acids and fats. And what's more, the lymphatic system also is part of the immune system. So it's responsible for detoxifying the blood and detoxifying the body. It carries poisons and takes them out of the, dumps them out of the body through the bowels and through the kidneys and the bladder and through the urine. So the lymphatic system's got three main jobs. It picks up excess fluid. It is responsible for transporting fatty nutrients and hormones, and it is a part of the immune system. And that means when your lymphatic system is messed up, you're going to be messed up. You're not going to be able to deliver nutrients as effectively. You're not going to be able to transport hormones as effectively. You're not going to be able to detoxify the blood as effectively, detoxify the body as effectively. And you're not going to be able to transport fluids as effectively. And that's why one of the most important signs of lymphatic congestion involves fluids. Edema, for example, swelling at the bottom of the body, the legs and the feet, that's associated with lymphatic congestion. Ear infections in children associated with lymphatic congestion. Fluid buildup anywhere in the body is associated with lymphatic congestion. Mucus can be associated with lymphatic congestion. Ear infections and tinnitus can be associated with lymphatic congestion. In fact, the list of health challenges that are associated with lymphatic congestion is like a laundry list of everything that goes wrong with the body. And you could pretty much rest assured that if something's wrong with your body in a chronic kind of way, if you have a chronic long-term degenerative condition, you got a lymphatic problem. Just assume it. And by the way, you can't have leaky gut or a digestive issue without having an associated lymphatic congestion issue, at least chronic from a chronic perspective. When you have chronic digestive problems, eventually you're going to have a lymphatic congestion issue. In the skincare business, which as you know I'm in, boils and cysts and acne, especially when it appears along areas of the lymph in the neck area and underneath the jaw, are always lymphatic conditions. And people who try to treat these kinds of cystic and lymphatic acne conditions, boils and cysts on the face with topical strategies, are going to fail because it's not a skin condition, it's a lymphatic condition. You go to a dermatologist for these kinds of, for cystic acne, and there's nothing they can do for you. They give you Accutane, they give you antibiotics, it doesn't work. The skin also manifests lymphatic congestion and lymphatic toxicity along the middle of the face, rosacea. And the topical lesions that are associated with rosacea also involve lymphatic congestion. To say, how do I get lymphatic congestion? What's causing my lymphatic system to not move as it should? Well, guess what? It's the same thing that causes all of the problems in the body, the digestive system. There's a major opening into the lymphatic system at the level of the intestine. This is why I say, if you have intestinal problems, eventually they're going to show up in the lymph. Leaky gut shows up in the blood, and toxicity at the level of the lymphatic system shows up via something called the Peyer's patches. In fact, when they talk about the immune system being located in the intestine, what they really are talking about is something called the GALT, the GALT. The GALT stands for the gastric-associated lymphatic tissue. That is the lymphatic tissue that's associated with the intestine. And this GALT and this opening into the lymphatic system through the intestine is responsible for a lot of Health Havoc. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Matthew Dix will be with us at the bottom of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Matthew Dix at the bottom of the hour.
his book, Someday Is Today, 22 Actionable, Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. It's a book of strategies. Strategies for, as Matthew says in his book, dreaming, to getting from dreaming to doing. Bottom of the hour, Matthew Dix, your calls if we have them this segment. All right, so I want to continue talking about the lymph, and I'm going to talk about the hormone system and the lymph here in a minute, because it really is very relevant for folks, for women, who are dealing with, number one, female reproductive health issues, and number two, women who are on HRT, hormone replacement therapy. I'll tell you what I mean here in a second. If you have chronic pain, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you have varicose veins, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you have cystic acne, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you have morning stiffness, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you have fluid retention issues, bloating in the face or bloating in the belly, edema, swelling, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you have chronic infections, you probably have a lymphatic issue. If you're a kid and you have tonsillitis, or your kid has tonsillitis or ear infections, probably there's a lymphatic condition going on. Even tinnitus can be associated with clogged up lymphatic system. I'll tell you what you can do here in a moment if you're dealing with a lymphatic issue, but I want to talk a little bit about the hormone system, the female hormone system specifically, and estrogen and progesterone. A lot of folks, a lot of women who are taking hormone replacement therapy to boost their hormones, but they really don't have a hormone issue. They've got a lymphatic issue. See, hormones are transported through the lymphatic system, and when the lymphatic system is congested and when the lymphatic system is clogged, hormones, like other fatty nutrients and fatty substances, don't get delivered appropriately because they're supposed to be delivered in the lymph. And when that happens, you may think, oh, well, I'm just going to take hormone replacement therapy. I'm just going to get on some estrogen. And you know what? That can compound the problem, because now you're going to have issues with too much estrogen, especially too much toxic estrogen, that is metabolites of estrogen, because now you've overloaded the estrogen system. Be much better off to, number one, move the lymphatic system, decongest the lymphatic system, and number two, use progesterone. When the lymphatic system becomes congested, excess estrogen builds up. Excess toxic estrogen can build up, and if you take more estrogen, that's just going to make matters worse, but progesterone can act to balance out that excess estrogen. That's why I'm such a big fan of progesterone, because progesterone, number one, balances out estrogen, and number two, estrogen has nowhere near the toxicity. In fact, it's essentially non-toxic compared to estrogen, which has a tremendous amount of toxicity, and even at least forms of it are on the FDA's known to cause cancer list. So if you're on hormone replacement therapy, or if you're thinking you want to get on hormone replacement therapy, you may want to consider some strategies for helping move and decongest the lymphatic system. I'll tell you a couple of those here. Number one, probably the most important thing you can do to move the lymphatic system is move your body. The heart has the blood has a pump. That's the heart. The heart pumps the blood. Heart beats and the blood moves down and the blood moves back up. But the lymph doesn't have a pump. We're the pump. Our body is the pump. Our muscular movements move the lymph. So any kind of muscular movement, whether it's walking or running or weightlifting or getting on a rebounder, all of these can help move the lymphatic fluids and improve delivery of hormones, improve delivery of nutrients, improve detoxification, and improve edema and swelling that are caused by leakage of fluids. You can also do something called dry brushing. Dry brushing is just exactly what it sounds, where you take a brush and you just brush your skin with it. There's a lot of lymphatic vessels underneath the skin, and by dry brushing, and by the way, when you dry brush, you always want to dry brush towards the heart. In fact, whenever you want to manipulate the lymph, whether it's through dry brushing or lymphatic massage, which you can also do, or you can have done for you, you always want to move towards the heart. The lymphatic A system moves towards the heart. It's a one-way system. It's moving towards the heart. So you can do lymphatic massage. You can do dry brushing. Start with the lower part of your body and move upwards. Start with your arms and move upwards towards the heart. Or there's a lot of lymph in the neck. In fact, probably a third or so of the lymphatic system is located in the neck area, downwards from the neck. That's why you'll break out. That's why a lot of times when you have lymphatic congestion, you'll break out underneath your jaw area and also on your neck. That's why the doctor will squeeze in that area to check for lymphatic congestion if you're dealing with a viral infection or you're dealing with a bacterial infection. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. You know, we always talk about SDR breathing, and one of the major, SDR breathing does a lot of things for you, but one of the most important things SDR breathing does is it moves the circulatory system, moves the blood. It's actually almost, the diaphragm acts like a pump, essentially like a like an assistant pump for the heart. So moving the diaphragm up and down via slow, deep, rhythmic breathing is not only important for blood circulation, it's also important for lymphatic circulation. You can also do hot and cold plunges, where you sit in a hot tub for a little bit and jump in cold water, go back into a hot tub, go back into the cold water. It creates a kind of, this opening and closing creates a kind of accordion effect for the lymphatic vessels, squeezing the lymphatic fluid towards the heart. You can also do that in the shower, turning the shower water to cold, from warm to cold, back to warm to cold. It's not the most pleasant feeling, we'll say, but it is invigorating, and it is also very good for the lymph. And don't forget to drink lots of water. Lymph actually means water. I'm pretty sure lymph actually means water. Either it means water, or it means river, or it means flowing. And the lymphatic system is mostly, like the blood, is mostly composed of water, and the more water you're drinking, the more liquidy and fluidy your blood and your lymphatic system, your lymphatic fluid is going to be. Saunas, especially far infrared saunas, can be helpful for lymphatic congestion. And also, some folks recommend loose clothing, and for women, maybe not wearing a bra, or wearing a looser bra. Can't say I know a lot about bras, but anything that's constricting and tightening will have a congesting effect on the lymph. You can also have somebody, a professional massage therapist, or a professional esthetician for that matter, do lymphatic massage, or you could do your own lymphatic massage by literally massaging your lymphatic system, by massaging your arms, massaging your legs. The lymph is largely located in areas that connect. So where your head connects to your shoulders, you got lots of lymph in that area. In fact, most, a third or so of the lymph, as I say, is located in that area where your head connects to your neck. Where your arms connect to your torso, and where your legs connect to your torso, are also areas where you have lots of lymph. And your knees, behind your knees, you've got some lymph there too. And also in the tiny little joints, there's probably some smaller lymphatic vessels, fingers and toes and such. So all of the areas that have lymph are subject to congestion, and they're also subject to decongestion via these various strategies. And probably the single most important thing you could do to keep your lymph clean and decongested is watch what you eat. Foods that are inflammatory are going to congest the lymph. Sugar is especially problematic for the lymph. Another thing you could do is activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation nervous system, which has an opening effect on the vasculature, on the circulatory system in general, as well as on the lymph. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to take a quick break. We got Matthew Dix coming up in our next segment. His book, Someday Is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The potential for a radiation leak near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is getting the attention of both the Ukrainians and Russians. It's Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near it are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things aren't as grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Rum Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put into place by the county sheriff. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The group March for Our Lives gathered at the steps of the Texas State Capitol in Austin, demanding action in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde. They are calling for Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session of the legislature to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 to 21. Abbott has resisted the calls for tougher gun laws, instead saying that mental health care issues need to be addressed. The Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo was fired on Wednesday over the botched law enforcement response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School. Conservatives are dismissing the information revealed in the search affidavit of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The heavily blacked-out document dropped Friday in response to a request from several media organizations. Trump's National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe told CBS News that he didn't see anything that justified the search warrant.
The unsealing of this today isn't going to do much to, again, tamp down the chaos, the confusion.
The 28-page document was used to convince a judge to sign the search warrant on Trump's Florida home. The newly unsealed court record also shows that the Justice Department repeatedly informed Trump's lawyers that Mar-a-Lago was, quote, not authorized to store classified information. That point was reiterated as recently as June. Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. The latter step, a consideration he has said if the need arises. I'm Kenneth Burns.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can hit if you want to start yourself a home-based business and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, videos, and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com, or if you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you'd like to speak to a real, live human being, I've been part of the longevity business since 1998, going on 25 years now, and I can tell you that lives are changed, not just by the longevity business, but also by the longevity nutritional supplement program. If you want more information, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered, no surprise, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. And that, my friends, is the missing link in skincare. Skincare products need to be healing the skin if they're going to be able to take care of your dry skin, your aging skin, your wrinkled skin, your hyperpigmented skin, or any other skin health condition. Skin health is skin beauty, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. They're all up at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. Okay, I am really looking forward to our guest today. Matthew Dix is the author of a book, Someday is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. It's jam-packed with really cool strategies for living a good life. Matthew is a storyteller and award-winning elementary school teacher. He teaches storytelling and communications at universities and corporate workplaces and community organizations. He's won multiple Moth Grand Slam story competitions, and his book is super interesting, super helpful, valuable, and very easy and entertaining to read. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Matthew Dix. Hello, Matthew. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for this really handy-dandy book. There's so many wonderful strategies in here. I don't even know where to begin. But what motivated you? You're a storyteller, but this is a nonfiction book, and it's a very helpful one. What motivated you to take the turn into nonfiction and value-added as opposed to just doing storytelling?
Well, you know, I stand in front of people a lot, whether I'm talking about my books or telling stories or giving speeches, and when that Q&A part of every talk comes up, the question I always get is, how do you do all the things that you do? Being a school teacher, and I own a couple businesses, and I'm a storyteller and an author and a wedding DJ. I have a bunch of jobs, and so people always want to know how I manage to get all that done, and I never felt like I had adequate time to actually answer that question. I needed, you know, 10 or 20 hours to really give them the truth, and so I decided I would write the book just to sort of answer that question, so the next time I'm asked, I can just point them in the direction of my book, and that'll be the answer for me.
Very clever, and you did a good job, I have to say. I want to talk about the book, but I'm also fascinated with the idea of storytelling. And I hear a lot about storytelling in businesses and storytelling in advertising. And what is it about stories that we find so compelling? And is there one big story and then a lot of derivative stories? There's like a master story that all stories are derived from?
Well, no. I'll start off by saying I don't think that is true at all. I think that honestly, everyone has, you know, hundreds of stories that should be told and are worth telling. So, you know, I think trying to fit it into one model is probably a mistake. I think stories are important because I think quite often in our lives, we often feel like we're the only person to have done that foolish thing or the only person who has felt that shame before. And when people are willing to speak about their lives in authentic and vulnerable ways and sort of say those things that most people are unwilling to say, I think the world gets a little smaller for everybody and we feel a little more connected as a result. So I encourage people to share those things that they might be holding in, worried that someone might think less of them because of it.
So when you say storytelling, you're talking about personal stories. You're not talking about like fictional made-up stories, or are you? You're talking about both.
Yeah, well, I do both. I write novels, and those are fictional. But when I'm standing on stages, I'm always telling true personal stories, or I'm doing stand-up comedy, which is essentially, you know, true stories told in an amusing way. I think the difference is when I'm writing fiction, I'm just making everything up, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a lot of fun. But when it comes to telling personal stories, I think of it as a puzzle. I'm laden with a set of facts, and I need to figure out how to present those facts in the most meaningful and impactful way. So I'm sort of locked into some reality, and I like that. I like that puzzle aspect of finding the best way to tell something that actually happened.
Is there a template to storytelling or storywriting?
Well, I tell people that every story is about change, every story that is meaningful that will mean something to other people. We can tell stories about stuff that happened to us that's amusing or crazy or, you know, mysterious, And those are always entertaining, but if we really want people to remember us and remember our stories and to feel something, they have to reflect some kind of change. I used to be one kind of person, and then some stuff happened, and now I'm a different kind of person. And movies and books follow the same pattern. You will see that every protagonist at the beginning of a movie or a book, they're going to be sort of something the opposite of that beginning at the end of the book.
Like a hero's journey kind of thing, like a Joseph Campbell kind of thing?
Yeah, although I always tell people, like, try not to think of it as a hero's journey, because I think some of the most interesting stories are really small. So I think when we say hero's journey, people are always looking for those big, you know, gigantic, you know, unimaginable moments in our lives. And I think sometimes the best stories are simple little things that have really moved us in meaningful ways.
Yeah, I love how you said storytelling is about change, because sometimes I wonder if we get locked into our stories and we don't want to change. Do you think there's a negative aspect to having a story?
I do think that sometimes telling a story means we have to come to grips with the fact that we used to be something less than what we would like to think. So, you know, when I'm telling a story about sort of becoming a better parent, let's say, and figuring out, you know, how to deal with my son in a better way, that does mean I have to acknowledge the fact that there was a time when I was not as good of a parent. And I think that's the vulnerability that we're looking for in storytelling, the willingness to say, I used to be a bad parent, and then some stuff happened, and now I'm slightly better. I think the result of that is lots of parents in the world think, oh, I'm not the only one making mistakes.
Would it be fair to say that there's facts, and then there's the interpretation of facts, and that's the story is the interpretation of what is just a generic or a neutral fact?
Yeah, I agree. I think that what I tell people is I've never added something to a story about my life that I tell that didn't actually happen, but I'm more than willing to remove things from stories that sort of are inconvenient. So, you know, if a character in one of my stories doesn't do anything in that story, I will remove that character right from the story, so to clear the field sort of and make the story clearer to everybody.
Very nice. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the book, Someday is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. Matthew Dix is with us. More with Matthew Dix on The Bright Side right after this break.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Matthew Dix. His book, Someday Is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. I want to get into the book, but real quick, Matthew, what do you think about the idea of us not owning our stories, of wanting other people to tell our stories for us, or trusting other people to write our stories? Like, for example, the word authority always struck me as kind of like a somebody telling your story, having authorities determine for you how you should live your life. Does that ever cross your mind? Do you ever think about that?
Oops, we gotta get Matthew here.
You should be telling your own story, primarily because this vulnerability that is required to really make meaningful change in someone's life. It's easy to tell someone else's story. It's hard to tell your own. And I just don't think that you should trust your own story in the hands of anyone but yourself.
I like that. That's what I always tell people when it comes to health. Be your own health authority. Tell your own health story. All right, so your book, Some Days Today, is super valuable and super helpful. And you have the subtitle, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. And there's a whole bunch of good stuff in here, but I want to just hit on a couple that caught my attention. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by this idea of saying yes.
So I think that what happens in life is so often we're offered an opportunity, whether someone actually says to us, hey, would you like to try this new thing? Or maybe you just, you know, you look across the street and you see your neighbor doing something new. Maybe he's, you know, he's paddleboarding for the first time in his life, and you're thinking, that looks a little silly. I don't think that's something I would enjoy. I think when we decide to say yes to every opportunity, whether it's something offered to us or something we see, our lives expand. I think the problem is that so many people just assume that they know what will be best for them. And so I always encourage people to say yes, because a yes can eventually become a no. You can step through a door and decide that you don't like what's on the other side and then close that door. But if you never open it to begin with, you're really limiting, you know, where your life can go and what kind of changes can really make a difference in the way that you live.
What about saying yes to things that you're, like your tendency is to resist? Saying yes to bad things.
Well, I guess it depends on what the bad thing is. So, you know, for example, I do stand-up these days, and that was something I resisted for a long time because it terrified me.
Right.
You know, and so I recognized the fact that I was afraid of doing it, and I decide that when I'm afraid of something, I try to run at it as quickly as I can. So I turned that no into a yes, and I'm so grateful for it. I mean, obviously, I think there are there are things in life we should always be saying no to, you know, the things that genuinely will get us into a lot of trouble.
Right.
I think when we feel resistance to something, that's often a time when we should explore it and think maybe this is actually a yes waiting to happen.
Yeah, there's a guy named Stephen Pressman. I never heard of him. He wrote a book called The War of Art. And he talks about, you know what I'm talking about? He says lean into
it. Yeah, I do.
He says lean into resistance. That's his thing.
I agree with him completely. I think that the things we're afraid of are the things that will make us grow the most. So we have to be willing to look for those things and then really give them a shot.
You know, that's interesting that you say that you do stand-up comedy, because that strikes me as being one of the scariest things a human being can do.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I'm a person who stands on stages all the time. And
you're being judged. You're being judged multiple times a night when you're doing a gig. Every joke is you're being judged, right?
Exactly. Because if I'm telling a story and I plan it to be funny, even if it's not funny, I'm still telling a story, which is what I got on stage to do. But when you get on stage to do stand-up, you have to be funny or you have failed.
Yeah.
And that failure is so awful.
Every joke is a failure.
It is silence.
Yeah. Every joke's an opportunity to fail. It's not just one fail. You can fail 100 times in one night. That
and
makes
I
a lot
have.
Of yeah, you have. Okay, that's great. Who's your favorite stand-up comedian? Do you have a favorite or an influence?
I guess right now it's Bill Burr.
Okay.
We sort of grew up in the same area, and we have the same sort of disposition, but, you know, it switches day to day. It's frankly,
you're not angry.
I'll laugh, that made me laugh.
You don't sound angry.
Right.
He's very angry.
No, but my wife says I'm about a third of a Bill Burr. You know,
okay, gotcha.
It's hiding, and I keep it down, and he lets it out.
Yeah, he does let it out. Louis C.K.'s from that same area, too, I think. He's a different
style. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
He is. Yeah.
So where would I see...
It's really whoever made me laugh last.
Where would I see you on YouTube? Or would I see you on YouTube, or where would I see you if I wanted to check out your stand-up?
Oh, my stand-up, I don't know if you can find anything on YouTube. I mean, I have lots and lots of stories, and many of them people think of as stand-up because they're funny. But I've only done stand-up as open mics, and I've been paid a few times around the country, but I don't think there's anything on YouTube, thankfully, that you can see.
Right.
I am definitely not good enough yet to warrant that.
Okay. A couple other ones that caught my attention. There's a word I can't say on the radio here, but there's a lot of books on this word. It starts with an A, and it ends with a hole. You know what I'm talking about. And it says, don't be one. And so how will you tell the audience how you define that and how that gets in the way of having a successful and a creative life?
Sure. You know, it was advice that my literary agent gave me, oddly enough, in my backyard one day. You know, she said, I love your books. I love your writing. I think you're doing a great job. She said, but do me a favor, as you get more successful, don't become one of these, you know, because it just makes it so that people don't want to work with you anymore and people don't want to spend time with you or invest in you. And, you know, what she described to me and what I have seen in my own experiences, the more success people have, the less humble and kind they become. And, you know, you can be a profitable person. You can be someone who an agent can make money off of, but they will genuinely let you go because they don't want to spend time with you. So you want to have as many allies on your team as possible.
Yeah.
So you should be cultivating positivity whenever you can.
Do you think our political situation is such that that kind of personality is rewarded?
That's a good question. I think it's probably rewarded from your side of the aisle only. If you're looking to get, you know,
good.
Your 30-50%, it's going to be rewarded. But if you genuinely want the vast majority of people to be interested in what you're doing, then I don't think it's going to work out very well for you.
Okay, so there's so many good things in this book. I think the most important, at least the most important for me, is 86,400 seconds. Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, it all comes down to the idea that we have the same amount of time every day, every week, and every year as everyone else on the planet. And the truth of the matter is we just dither our time away. There's just so many people who allow even like blocks of 10 or 15 minutes to go wasted in their life because so often we don't feel like we can accomplish something in 10 minutes. And so instead we take our phone out of our pocket and begin scrolling and just end up feeling worse about ourselves by the time we're done. So, you know, it's the idea that seconds matter. What happens is at the end of our lives, in the last couple of days of our lives, minutes become precious. But truthfully, they should be precious right now as well. We should not wait till the end of our lives to recognize their preciousness.
Do you think our distraction culture is having a long-term impact on children and on generations to come? And if so, what do you think that impact is?
I do think that the immediacy of entertainment, the ease by which people can, you know, consume their mind with something that rewards them with an immediate dopamine hit is a terrible thing, you know, that... You know, when I was a kid, I had to walk around with a book because I didn't have a phone. And the book is a meaningful experience that you can have. And it requires some effort, some diligence, some mental acuity in order to process that information. And nowadays, you know, designers are just making simple games that reward you for piling candy in rows. And that is a bad thing, I think, for a lot of people. I think for all of us. I do think that we're easily distracted because of the things that are being created to distract us.
And we're inherently easy to distract. Our brain is easy to distract, isn't it? And they're just taking advantage.
They really are. I mean, it's a chemical process going on in our heads. And every time we do something that rewards us with a little dopamine, we want it again. I mean, it's the nature of addiction. And, you know, it's just as easy to get addicted to something on your phone as it is to get addicted to something in a bottle. And the results are both not good.
Have you seen the movie Social Dilemma, the Netflix movie, Social Dilemma?
No, I haven't.
They talk about the science of that and how it's manipulated by Facebook and Instagram and all these social media platforms. Hey, Matthew, we're out of time, but thank you so much. It's an awesome, awesome book. Highly recommended. Some Days Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. And I'll be looking for your stand-up somewhere, Matthew Dix, and hopefully you'll come back on the
Very
bright side. Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Have
you
a beautiful,
right
beautiful evening.
Thanks.
All right, that was Matthew Dix's book, Someday is Today, 22 Simple Actionable Ways to Propel Your Creative Life. I highly recommend this book. Super easy to read, super fun to read, and super helpful to read as well. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you for listening, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We will talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.